I feel like if our next guest was a character on a Charlie Brown Christmas, I don't know. I'm thinking he would be Schroeder. He's kind of the intellectual type. We're happy to have him with us today, our friend Nick Coit from ABC6 Providence. Hello, Nick.
Hello. That's very nice, Rich. I was trying to think of other characters I could be. Man. I mean, I was kind of clumsy. I could be Charlie a little bit. Somebody pulls the football away from me, and you know, I might swing the leg and miss. That happened to me growing up a little bit. So, I don't know. But sure, I'll take that. I'll take Schroeder. That's a nice compliment.
I'm Schroeder or Peppermint Patty.
I don't know. I'm not quite as aggressive as Peppermint.
That's true. Now listen, we've got holidays coming up, Nick. But today should be one. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. I'm starting to rack up the years, Rich. I know you know the feeling. You know, it's like, oh boy,
Nick, I have socks. I have socks older than you, Nick.
Yeah, what's that?
I have socks that are older than you.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, I won't talk. Yeah. But thank you for that, my friend. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Well, let's see. Let's begin by talking about the Patriots. All the concerns, all the hand wringing, everything that's wrong with this team. And here they are, where they seem to be every year at the 15-game mark, 12-3 AFC East champions.
Yeah, it was interesting to sort of go through this past week with the team, because you're right, there was a lot of doubt surrounding the team, and I think I don't think it was quite an overreaction, because you had seen the frustration out of the players. You know, seeing Tom Brady on the sideline, you know, on television in Houston, you know, when the offense wasn't working against the Texans, and seeing the frustration and the things he was saying and all that, it was sort of like, okay, well, you know, I think there was some doubt in there, because it felt like the players were really frustrated because they couldn't really figure things out like they have in the past. But this past week was a different vibe around the team. Guys seemed more focused. You know, Tom Brady had a 2.5-minute press conference leading up to the game, but it wasn't because he was irked by a question or anything like that. It was because he had a renewed focus, and I think most of the team did, and it showed. It showed in the game against the Bills. They put together sustained drives for the first time in a while. I mean, even though they came out of it with a field goal, I thought that 8-minute drive they had in the first half, where they, 17 plays, I believe, that to me said something. That said, okay, they're putting together sustained drives. This is progress, and it was the first time we had seen it. And so it sort of was like, all right, well, when these guys bear down and they really focus in, they can get things done. And you're right, here they are again, Rich. They're division champs, and they're going to the postseason.
And I don't know if it was confidence that Brady had or just out of necessity, but he seemed to get more guys involved in the offense.
Yeah, he did. And I'm glad that, you know, a guy like N'Keal Harry is getting some more play. Mm. I mean, you used a first-round pick on him. Let's get him involved here. And I know there's been some frustration with some of the younger players, like a Jacoby Myers. But, you know, these are guys that have to get involved, especially when, you know, middle of the game, Julian Edelman goes down with an injury. Okay, so somebody else is going to have to step up. And I'm glad that they've gone back to their rushing attack and they've been able to sort of sustain it a little bit too here over the last couple of weeks. It's good to see a guy like Rex Burkhead getting some play. I think he's, you know, Sony Michel can get you some yards, but I think Rex Burkhead can make guys miss. Of the three backs that you usually feature, you know, with Michel, White, and Burkhead, he's one of the guys that I would think can make the most guys miss at times. And so it's good to see that. And I think the offensive line is coming around here too, and I think they've underperformed at points during this season, and you know, we saw they were able to put together, you know, a good performance against the Bills at a clutch moment too. So a lot of good things, a lot of guys getting involved, and so encouraging signs, especially here late in December.
Yeah, it was a good day for Sony Michel. I think that with that 96-yard performance was the best by any Patriot running back this season.
Yeah, it was, and that's when Sony is running the ball well, that really, I think it bodes well for what the Patriots offense can do. But again, I think if you can get the other guys involved and keep a guy like Rex Burkhead healthy, then it's only going to help you. It is. And I thought his touchdown run was impressive, being able to shake off the tackle that he did to get into the end zone. I mean, that's toughness right there, you know, and you like to see that out of your guys. And especially your running backs. And so, yeah, you can, and if you can make them a little more, you know, unpredictable, you know, if you can hand the ball off a little bit to James White, if you can, you know, get Sony Michel involved in the, you know, in the passing game, the screen game, things like that, then, you know, it's going to vary things up for you. It's going to open things up for you. And, you know, I think when Sony Michel is doing well and these running backs are doing well, I think that can be, you know, I think it's the feature of the Patriots offense at this point in time.
We know how tough Julian Edelman is, but how about that lead block by 42-year-old Tom Brady?
Yeah, it's always fun. You know, the stadium holds its breath when Tom is doing that, or when Tom looks like he's going to run to the pylon, which if he hadn't hesitated to try to make a guy miss, he probably would have had that.
Right, don't try to juke people when you're 42.
Yeah, Tommy, come on. As Tre'Davious White said to him on Instagram, chill, Tom. Like, chill. Come on. Just, you know, be careful. You know, we need you out there, but... yeah, everybody was involved, and again, it speaks to the renewed focus and the fact that these guys took this game really seriously. And Bill Belichick said it in the post game too. You know, this was a playoff game to these guys, and they went out there and they won it, and they came up big in the fourth quarter, and they were able to get the job done. So good signs. It's good signs when you have guys that know how to win too. I don't think that can be, it has to be value, because these guys have been in big spots before. They've won championships, a lot of the guys on the roster. And so some of the guys that are new to the roster, it leads them. And so, you know, when you have guys with championship pedigree, you know, I think it can go a long way. And I think we saw that against the Bills.
So the Ravens have clinched the overall number one seed in the AFC. What are the Patriots playing for against the Dolphins?
Just to get that first round bye, and yeah. I think it's really important. You know, you get the two seed, and you get to sit out wild card weekend. When you have a guy like Julian Edelman, who is, I think every body part has some sort of, you know, nick, bruise or bump. Like he's been battling through everything this season. It's so important for a guy like that to get the extra rest, to not have to play that extra game. And you get a home game. You know, you'd get a home game in Foxborough, which you have by winning the division, of course. But, you know, it's one less game you have to play. And, you know, a team has to play in the wild card weekend and then come to Foxborough to play the Patriots. You know, that's a tall task. And so even if it is the Chiefs, and even though they have won in Foxborough this year, you know, it's certainly something that can help a lot of different guys. And it gives you time, too, to sort of, you know, study up on some of the opponents you might see, and you know, you get to watch the game. There's just a lot of benefits to it. So they want to go out there this weekend. And Bill Belichick, again, he said it in the post game to his players, we treated the Bills game like it was a playoff game. We're going to treat the Dolphins game like it was a playoff game. And you know, I know what the Dolphins' record is. You know, I know the kind of season they've had, but I think the Patriots are going to take this really seriously. And it's also because Bill Belichick, There was one season, 2015, where he didn't take a Week 17 game against the Dolphins seriously, and I think it cost them a Super Bowl. I really do. They don't get home field. They have to go to Denver. They lose in the AFC title game, and the Broncos win the Super Bowl. I really think that Week 17, that was a big lesson for Bill Belichick. He'll never do that again.
We're talking with Nick Coit here on Downtown. Let's shift to the Red Sox briefly. Well, first of all, are there any takers out there for David Price? There was talk of Toronto, but they picked up a big arm today. So does anybody want him?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's an interesting situation. It's still interesting to me that the Red Sox want to cut payroll, being the Red Sox, but that's what they want to do. And I always thought, and this is, you know, my friend Bill Koch from the Providence Journal wrote a couple months ago, and he was talking about his off-season plans. You know, can you send David Price somewhere with that contract, get it off the books? You know, what would it take? And his idea way back when was sending Price to the Dodgers and attaching a young player. You know, his article said Rafael Devers. But I mean, hey, if whatever it takes, I think to be able to get something in return and also, you know, get that contract off the books. You know, I think it takes a team that's willing to you know, take on most of that money. And you know, there was rumors about the Blue Jays, but then they go out and they sign, you know, another lefty. And so, yeah, I think maybe the Dodgers could be a landing spot. Somebody that's a big market that wants it, or the Angels, like a team that wants a big big-time pitcher that maybe that would help put them over the top, something like that. You know, it's with baseball, you know, these things drag out. It's a long off season, so, you know, we'll see if and when it happens. But, yeah, I think there would be some takers out there, maybe, but you may have to really give something up. You know, I think there was talk of Benintendi being part of a deal, something like that. You know, probably would stink, but hey, if it keeps you Mookie Betts in the future, or you have a chance to keep Mookie Betts, you know, I think that's a priority for Chaim Bloom and the Red Sox, and you know, I don't blame him. I think Mookie is one of the top players in baseball, and to trade him away or let him walk out the door, you know, that I think that'd be a shame for the Red Sox future.
I'm with you on that. Hey, Nick, always great to talk with you, my friend. Happy birthday again. Have a great Christmas. Thanks so much for making time for us, and we'll check in with you in the new year.
Thank you, Rich. Enjoy the holiday, and happy holidays to you and to everybody there. I appreciate it.
That's Nick Coy with us here on Downtown Talking Patriots and a little Red Sox. Our Boston Insiders are brought to you by the Ground Round. Happy hour pricing 3 to 6 and specials during games. Great service and amazing food at your locally owned and operated Ground Round on the Odlin Road in Bangor.